Yes, indeed.
It really be feeling like we're in the studio. Really be feeling like we're in the studio. Like, it be surround sound in my headphones. Like, it be a turn up. For reals. For reals.
We ready. We ready. Yes,
clearly.
Hey,
clearly.
Everybody.
What up, y'all? Bianca was, snitch. I'm finna snitch right at the top.
Here we go.
Why you was vexing my nerves right before we was about to go live? Why you was doing it? Huh?
What the hell? Oh my God! No
what
way!
Is happening?
I didn't want to gatekeep on the sound effects.
Snitch.
You are so I am going to make it my mission to take them sounds away from you. Hush. You are so ridiculous. I'm over here trying to focus and you just said it just doing the most. Oh my God. Hey, everybody. I can't even share. Are people even here? I don't even know. Hey, y'all. Who's listening? This girl. What's up? Welcome to Life Unfiltered. Heal that shit. This is the podcast where we fearlessly navigate the complexities of life, love, grief, and the extraordinary journey of healing. We invite y'all on this raw and unfiltered journey in exploration as we share our personal stories, our triumphs, challenges to inspire and uplift and teach you how to be petty.
That is not on the script, but in a world that often encourages us to mask our struggles in petty, okay? Since we want to go off strip. Script.
You see, that's why you can't even say it. That's what you get.
Oh, man. I can't believe this is the last episode of this season.
Yep. It's recorded.
From the top.
Not from the top. Take seven.
Oh boy, because in a world that often encourages us to mask our struggles, we choose to lead with love and vulnerability. It's finally time to collectively address our own shit and have some real conversations. So we're here to voice the things that you might not have verbalized or even thought about so that we can get to the root of the shit and heal.
So 2024, and from this point now, henceforth, forevermore, shall be the year of popping that shit, the moment of popping that shit, the minute of popping that shit. Just pop the shit, pop that shit. Hey, you still know that producer? We need to make us a track and just be like, we just popping our shit all over the place with a bounce beat. Okay, I ain't gonna say nothing else. If y'all try to take our idea, we have it recorded that we said it first. But anyway, so we gonna run down what we do. My name is Kim. I'm an educational advocate, activist, consultant, school improvement facilitator, school improvement specialist, school climate and culture, professional development, curriculum writer, community engagement specialist.
Come on.
I'm just trying to say the things, okay? I'm going to tell you why later on. I'm also a visionary and motivational speaker, a keynote speaker several times, actually. I'm virtual producer and network executive. I am a talk show host. I am an intuitive melanated life coach. I help people deepen their relationship with God so that you are able to walk in your unique purpose. I also certify life coaches. I am a professional frolicker and a Black expat living in Medellin, Colombia. And tonight I'm one of your hosts.
Yes, indeed. Well, my name is Bianca Goolsby. Kimberlyn calls me Petty Paws. So there's that. I'm a digital strategist, a consultant, an education activist, and a certified snitch.
Snitch.
Yes, indeed. And just for fun, that's Kim's voice. So I am a private, I'm a private investigator and a receipt collector. So I really need you to put some respect on my name. Okay. I'm the founder of Teaching for the Culture, where we transform, we educate, empower, which empower, educate is together, right? All right. Mm-hmm. We advocate, we coach, and heal. All right. Period. We're doing all the things teaching for the culture. Amen. I'm also an intuitive melanated life coach and a digital nomad that is currently working and traveling wherever there's Wi-Fi. Currently, I'm in Tallahassee, Florida. And my purpose is to empower others to find their own path to freedom and fulfillment and to snitch on the folks that need to be snitched on because it's exposing season, baby. Yes, indeed. Moving forward. There's three keys that we operate in this space. Okay. I want to make sure that everybody understands.
Tell them the keys.
Accountability. Mm-hmm. Transparency.
Mm-hmm.
And integrity.
Mm-hmm.
We need to develop good relationship with words.
Because words
understand. Because words mean things. And understanding that everything is not going to be perfect. But if we honor and operate by these three keys, we can make the world a better place. Amen.
Amen.
And before we go further, we want to make sure that we're clear about expectations, what you can expect from us and what we can expect from you.
Period.
Mm-hmm. So what you can expect from us? Well, we're going to honor the three keys in this safe space here. We're going to keep it real. We're going to speak freely. So that means that we're going to cuss if and when we feel like it. Reason why we're telling you, you might have some young listeners that are around you. Okay. You might want to put on some headphones, some AirPods, or maybe not. That's your business. But we're going to talk freely in this space, and we desire for y'all to speak freely as well. And what we can expect from you. Hate speech and comments are not welcomed here. We believe in the Block and Be Blessed ministry. Amen.
Amen.
So we need you to be very intentional with how you engage with others in social spaces, particularly this one, because this one is a safe space. We want you to engage and go on this journey with us because we're not the experts, but we are going to be facilitating these important conversations. And we want you to participate in this journey and bring people with you. Tag them in the comments. Let them know you watching. Share it, please, because we want to know where you're watching from because together we are committed to doing the work to heal. Mm-hmm.
Amen. So we have some quick updates and announcements. First, this is our last show of the year. Okay. We be preaching self-care over here and we're going to honor that. Okay. But we got some good news for you. You can go back and you can binge all the way from episode zero. All right. That is 22. We might even have a bonus episode up in there somewhere, but that's 22 episodes for you to go on this journey with us and see how this has evolved and see how we have evolved and all the things that we're talking about are there, right? So we want to put that up front, okay? Now, having said that, one of the things that's also important is understanding how you can interact with us. And this stuff, the emojis that I'm about to tell you all about, they've been showing up. And it's so cool because it's like, you know, that it's somebody from the community. So it's like, hey, you know, so this is how y'all can get that reaction from us. So our community emoji is the heart with the bandage around it. We are healing and that represents healing. And you can combine that with any series of emojis that you would like. Okay. And then we also have individual emojis. So my emojis are the crayon and the sunflower. The sunflower, because my favorite color is yellow. And also the more and more I dig into the sunflower and the symbolism of the sunflower, it is so me, just like the joy and turning towards the sun. And even I read some today, like the seeds are in a cylindrical pattern, yet individually, they're gathered individually in order to make this collective pattern in the middle. Like, it's just a lot. So it's really just becoming really, really meaningful to me. So sunflowers, love. And then also the crayon. So I spent a lot of of time living my life in black and white and living my life in boxes that people had stuffed me into. And I made a conscious decision that I'm not going to do that anymore. So I am on a mission to color the fuck out of my life and do that with intention. The joy, the frolicking, the blowing bubbles, the painting, all of the things. So those are my emojis, and go ahead and tell them about yours.
Absolutely. With pleasure. All right. The first one is a teddy bear. Okay. I am a teddy bear. This is teddy bear season, baby. Okay. There's a lot of love to receive and give out here in these streets. Okay. So if you want to send me special love, it's going to be with the teddy bear, because I love you back. And the second emoji is the hands that are forming the heart. Okay. For those of you that know my story, and for those of you that don't know, I'm going to just kind of color it in real quick for you. I deal with heart failure. I have a pacemaker. When I say my heart and being very intentional with the pace that I go and what has access to my heart, I have to be very, very intentional with that on just a physical, but also spiritual and just holistic. So the heart means so much to me. So again, a lot of love to give, but those are my emojis, the teddy bear and the hands that form the heart.
Love that. And I love that you get the special effect when you do that too. It always makes me jealous. Make sure y'all are following us and y'all are connected to us. Okay. So Heal That Shit on all platforms. And we also have a newsletter that will be starting next year. And in that newsletter, there will be resources abundant, okay, on this journey of healing. So if you go to wehealthatshit.com, go ahead and put your information on there so that we can get those resources to you. And also check out our website. It's actually really nice.
Yes, indeed.
Bianca designed it herself because she is a web designer extraordinaire. Okay. I'm popping her shit for her. Okay. All right. Okay. So having said that, if you're somebody who also likes to listen to audio, right? So I just told you it's 22 episodes in total, right? You might be like, girl, I can't sit there and watch the YouTubes all day like that. No worries. No worries. Head on over to where you get your podcast from, and you can just have us on and participate in the shenanigans as if you were there, like it was the first time. All right. So those are announcements. Govern yourselves accordingly. Appreciate y'all. All right. So let's get into it. Let's start with our spirit check.
Yes, indeed.
And so our spirit check, we do this in order to honor where we are in this space right here that we're sitting in today. We invite y'all to do this as well. So to kind of just take a moment to take inventory of your spirit and see where you are. And you can share in the comments also if you'd like. It's not to judge. It's just to honor and hold space. So I'm going to go first this time because I always let you go first. So my spirit is bright lime green. With there are like, I almost want to say like little orbs of light that are blue and purple, just kind of sporadically about. But the majority is a light, bright lime green. That's where my spirit is today.
I love this for you, friend. Yes. Okay. All right. So I am a bright blue heart. However, I have some green rhinestones that are bedazzled around the shape of the heart. So
not that you got bedazzled this week.
Oh, baby. They blinging. They blinging. Okay. Now I would like the whole heart to be blinging green, but you know, life is life and people are peopling, right? We'll get that. We'll get to the transparency moment. But around the heart though, okay. We got the rhinestones and they're beautiful. Okay. The heart is beautiful. So I'm doing good. You know, life is great. I don't really have any complaints, but again, life is life and people are people. And so I'm really wondering and intrigued what other people are feeling in this climate and culture that we're in.
Facts. I see some blue here in the comments. And y'all tell us if you're watching live or even if you're watching the replay. Let us know where your spirit is, because there's a lot of climate that's happening out here. And we want to make sure that we hold space for that. So having said that, let's get this off the screen. There we go. And get to our transparency moment.
Yes, indeed.
Yes.
Let's talk about it.
Okay. Who started first last time? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
Okay. So are we doing rock, paper, scissors, or what are we doing?
I think we should end it out with folks getting a visual representation of what usually happens when we play rock, paper, scissors.
I'm still about to flip you off right now. Come on. Go ahead. You say the things. I don't even want to be in charge or nothing. Go ahead.
All right. Here we go. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
So I won, for the record. And Bianca was in charge. So we don't have to have no accusations of nobody cheat.
Okay. Oh, hell no!
Carry on.
This is why your name is Petty Paws. This is why. This is why. I want to acknowledge, we have a couple folks in the comments who might need a little encouragement. I hope that we can provide that. I'm going to ask you to hang out with us and stick in there and talk to us about what's going on, you know, and how we can support, because this is a collaborative community. So our transparency moment is when we share what's been going on and kind of bring each other up to speed. We talk to each other almost every day, but not necessarily in depth, because especially around podcast time, it'd be like, just don't talk to me because I got to tell you the things. So, okay. So first of all, Bianca, it is just before our friendiversary. Our friendiversary is tomorrow.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
It's been 5 years.
How do you feel about that, friend?
How do you feel about it? It's been 5 years.
Well, I will say that I've really enjoyed this journey. I really enjoy our friendship, and I love you. I am just very grateful to have a person in my village in orbit that I can trust, that I can depend on, that is consistent and reliable and honorable, and all of those things that are very vital when conducting village audits and determining who has access to you. I have no hesitation giving all the access to you because of how you've shown up for others, but also how you've shown up for me. And so this has been an amazing roller coaster.
Roller coaster for sure.
Roller coaster. Wee!
It was more like, let me off.
Because some parts were like,
oh my yes, God, did. No way, yeah.
Girl. Yo, that was so appropriate. No, I echo, and ditto, like everything that you said is so interesting. I've told you this many times before, like you are the best friend that I have ever had. And I had never had friends where it's like, you know, when people be like, you know, that's your friend because y'all been through so much together and blah, 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 blah. And I never necessarily had friends that had been through so much with me because I kept a lot of my life secret. So I was going through so much, but they didn't go through it with me. They found out about it afterwards. And this is the first time in my life where I'm like, hey, this is what it is, and this is what's going on. This is what it ain't. Being able to have like honest and vulnerable conversations and knowing that they are safe. Even being like, this morning we were in our meeting and Yolanda was like, spicy? Is spicy the word? It is like neither one of us are taking offense. It's just like, what is, girl, come on now and stop playing. And what's what? And my brain people ain't here yet. Like, relax. So even us having been able to develop a language to communicate what is happening and being okay to give each other that space, it feels safe, you know, and it's exciting. And I wonder if it feels like 5 years to you, or like, does it feel longer or does it feel shorter?
It feels longer, friend.
It feels longer to you. It feels longer and shorter to me. Like, it doesn't feel like it's been 5 years, but it also feels like it's been forever. All at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah. I can resonate with that. Yes.
Yeah. So the memories are starting to come up because the interview is tomorrow.
Yes, indeed.
So this goes into my other thing that I was saying. Go Google us. Okay. We're just going to just go Google, and there's lots of things to find out. But the way that we met was over a shared appreciation for needing to advocate for children. And we had both been advocating separately. And then Bianca stalked me and slid in my inbox. She was like, hey, lady, can you talk to me? And I was like, who are you, girl? Back off. Relax. And then we started talking to
boy,
you remember what
people
happened?
Stories, boy.
Yeah, you remember. Don't act like this. So then she was like, I'm going to make her be my friend, right? And then I was like, okay, I guess. But then she wouldn't listen to me, you guys. Like, I would tell her, hey, don't talk to them people. They not so good. She was like, Kimberly, you always say nobody ain't good. I'm like, that's not true. I'm talking to your ass. So what are you talking about?
Snitch.
You on a roll today, baby, huh?
I'm just trying to catch the people up. It's been 5 years and they might just be finding us. So we got to catch them up. So they just all the inside jokes. Okay. But eventually Bianca was like, oh, you was right. My bad. Okay. You actually are my friend. And I was like, hey, girl, hey, we could be friends for real now. That is the story of how we met. Would you like to share your account?
Yes, I would, actually. All right. So I was doing my research and I saw an article that a woman by the name of Kimberlyn Jackson was featured in because of a school board member that I was investigating because of my own experience with them. And so I did slide in Lil Baby inbox and I was like, hi, my name is Bianca. I would love to know your story. I saw the article. When I say Kim wasn't studying me at all, she was like, who you?
Who sent you?
I'm not interested. Not interested. Well, you know, I thank God for tugging on her heart. You know what I mean? And ever since then, you know, we've been rocking. Okay. We've been rocking and rolling. There are things that we have been able to achieve independently and collectively that is all God. And so that is my account. I'm very grateful for our partnership, our friendship. You have been there through some of the darkest times of my life and have just been very supportive in my decisions. Although you might not agree with them, you have always entered it with curiosity and not judgment. And I really appreciated the way that you showed up and the way that you show up currently for me. It truly means a lot. So that's my account. And you ain't going nowhere, little baby. We locked in for life. And that's just where we are.
Amen. I agree. I absolutely agree. And so, yeah, so happy friendiversary.
Woo!
Happy friendiversary. Yeah, I think I was like, man, it's cool that this is our last show on this time, because this has really been a roller coaster for real. So let me kind of catch you up on what's been happening in my world. So, you know, we're educators. I've been an educator since 2006. And it's what I do. It's what I do in my sleep. It is a gift. It is absolutely a talent. And I know that I am stellar at what I do, right? So having said that, tapping into what is happening in the U.S. and all of the craziness of the things, for instance, they just announced that Vince McMahon's wife is going to be the Secretary of Education.
Bruh.
And what else did they announce? Right. Oh, I saw in Texas, they rewrote the curriculum to basically study the Bible specifically. You know, in Louisiana, the Ten Commandments have to be in classrooms. And, you know, all of this stuff is happening that I have been talking about specifically since I was living in Pennsylvania and I was witnessing what was happening and I was telling people and people wasn't listening, right? So I have a long history of doing this activism. So I real life made a video and I was like, hey, go Google me. Okay. Just go Google me, because I need y'all to understand who you're talking to. Okay. Like,
yes, ma'am.
I need you to understand that I know what I'm talking about, right? And I know I don't know everything about everything, but I definitely know what I know, right? So, and one of those things that I know is like what the consequences are of everything that is happening because of the election and all of the things, right? So I made a post and I was like, go Google me. And that post, I took a comment from another post that was on somebody else's post, right? Where the original comment was made. And basically somebody was like, you ain't got no right to talk because you ain't a teacher. And I was like, there was like, you a life coach and you do this and that. And I was like, you don't know how I make money. Like, what are you talking about? I just had a training today where I was training teachers. Like, what are you talking about? But that's also on my page, right? But whatever. So I made the post, just public service announcement. Okay. I'm like, let me just, anybody who might be out here talking about, she don't know what she's talking about, she being dramatic, blah, blah, blah. Because I also heard that, you know, with everything that I saw in Pennsylvania, there were people who know me in real life that were like, oh, I just thought you was being dramatic. When have you ever known me to be dramatic? When have you ever known me to talk about something that I don't have receipts for? Maybe that's a better question, right? Like, I don't do that. But because I allow myself to feel, and because I may become passionate and start crying, then you're like, oh, she's unstable. You know how that is, these unstable emotional women and such, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. So I made my post. Go Google me. So back on the original post, where what I had said was, I need y'all to understand the consequences of this, and basically understanding that school in the U.S. was never created to educate. It was created to indoctrinate. So, like, y'all got to accept that. I don't know why. Maybe if we start there, then everything else, like, will start to make sense, because I don't understand why everybody is not panicking. You know, so I'm like, I am not promoting panic. I'm promoting planning, but everybody a little too calm, you know, while stuff steady happening. So that's what the comment was that I made, that the person commented and was like, you talk about, you a veteran educator, you a life coach, da 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 da, right? Okay. So still under that same post, it's like, I don't know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of comments and likes and stuff, right? So people be worrying about the wrong damn thing. And that be aggravating me. Okay, because then it became about whether I'm a veteran educator or not. And I'm like, did you hear what the hell I said? Like, I could not be an educator and still say that the U.S. education system was based on indoctrination. It would still be valid because it's the truth. It don't have nothing to do with me being an educator, but I'm letting you know this is coming from an educator, XYZ, right? But people be worrying about the wrong things. So anyway, it's been a lot of back and forth going on this post. And sometimes be having time. Okay. And sometimes I will intentionally make somebody feel real stupid about what they're talking about. Right. Mm. And I went off on this lady so bad. How about the lady was actually defending me?
Mm.
She was like, she had said something to the effect of veteran, something like this is a failure of the U.S. education system. The word veteran means somebody who was formerly in the position, something, right? So she goes on to explain veteran. But again, that's not what the hell. That's irrelevant, goddammit. That's not what I'm talking about, right? So anyway, I read it too fast and I felt like she was talking to me and was like, actually, you not this or you are that or whatever. And I was like, hey, the fact that you felt the need to stop and address this and not listening to what the hell I said, hey, go read a book, pumpkin, or something like that. I said, I went off. I went off. And I was like, go read a book, pumpkin. Girl, I was so aggravated.
What the hell? Oh my God, no way.
Pumpkin? Bruh.
I was like, sit down and shut your mouth with your knowing anything, right? Girl, while the lady came back and commented, was like, I was actually defending you. And I was like, ooh. I am so sorry, sis. Please accept my apology. Please, people worrying about the wrong damn thing. And please accept my apology.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, my God.
It's not funny, but it is. Because what I said to myself is, bitch, get off these people, internet. They got, like, stop. Hey, because I have been so, I don't think stressed is the right word. Maybe I feel like I need my feelings well right now. I have been perplexed. That's a good word. I have been perplexed at the level of calm, the level of dismissery, the level of inaction in many ways. It is perplexing to me. Because we are watching things happening that you and I have been talking about for 5 years. And we're watching these things happening and people are still like, oh, I'ma see. Oh, I'ma just see. I'ma see. Oh, I'ma just see. And I'm like, what else the hell do you need to see? Huh? What else? What else do you need to see before you press the button and be like, eject? Or before you press the button and be like, let me get my kids over here to somewhere safe. Like, what more do you need to see? I don't understand. So I decided I gotta just let it go. I just have to accept that there is no amount of screaming and hollering and dressing up and putting on wigs on the internet that is going to make people care as much as I care about their children, because I don't even have children. And I am like, my nose broke out because that's what happens when I get stressed. And like, I was just like, y'all, that's it. I'm okay. I don't have nothing else to say about nothing. And so I've had to make a conscious choice to be like, I'm not reading the comments. I'm not scrolling. I'm not like, I just have to let it go for my own well-being and focus on the people that do get it. But it is so frustrating when people are not getting it. And I know that you relate to this on a deep, deep level because we've been doing this for 5 years. So that's what's been going on with me. Mm.
Ooh, child. Well, I got some clarifying questions as it relates to your transparency moment and your time of sitting down. What does that look like, friend?
I know that there are some things that we have planned, such as starting intake for interns and starting intake for Discover Your Destiny. So I really feel like I just need to focus on getting all of that stuff scheduled so that I don't have to be present. If this how it's impacting me now and it's November, I do not know. You know them cartoons where they head like pop off and they be like steam and then all of a sudden yeah. The head pops off. That's what I feel like will happen the closer and closer that January gets. And I have to put boundaries in place to not become consumed. Like, it's almost like I remember when Hurricane Katrina happened, and I'm from New Orleans for anybody who didn't know. And I was in Florida, but I was watching the footage, and there's a store, it's called the Circle Food Store in New Orleans. And it's a popular landmark, and it has this tower that's on top of it that's higher than the interstate. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's a fairly tall building. So I'm sitting in Florida and I'm watching the footage and I'm seeing that the Circle Food Store is completely underwater. And that's when I knew that our house was definitely underwater because we live close to the lake. And I remember just like watching and consuming that and just being like so like obsessed and just watching and watching. And it's just not good for one's mental health. And that's the conversation I had to have with myself because I feel like I'm going to be getting more and more screaming. Like at this point, like, when are y'all going to wake up? Like, what are you doing? Like, you're just sitting there just waiting and you're not planning. You're not doing like, what are you doing? You know, and I feel like it's going to come off like that. And when that happens, the message gets completely lost and people write you off as crazy, even though what you're saying is absolutely factual. So I really am in the process of thinking through what that looks like because it is very passionate and I am very serious about it. And I have dedicated my life to education and educating teachers and administrators and advocating. And, you know, this is what we do, you know, but I can't lose myself in it. So that was a huge wake-up call for me. I said, Lord, I went off on that lady so bad. We're going to have to clip this scene. Because, girl, sis, I'm sorry, girl. I am so sorry.
Caught little baby pumpkin.
I called the pumpkin and everything. Then had the nerve to put a sunflower after it. No, it's from me. Okay, girl. I said, Lord, get off these people, Internet Kimberlyn. That's it. That is it.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh, friend. Oh, well, you know, I think recognizing when it's time to power down from what, you know, you're consuming and looking at is something that I wish people had more self-awareness of. And so I am proud of you being like, yeah, I need to go sit down for a moment and just kind of reset because there is a lot that's happening on the media and on these digital streets, and just even if you just go outside, and depending on where you are, it is a wild time.
So, I can imagine. And even I was going to tell you, like, because another thing is not knowing if things are real. Mm-hmm. Because there is so much AI right now, right? So that's another thing of like, okay, I see this particular video, I see this web, but then it's like, is this real? So now I got to go research. Is it real? Is it more like, it's like, I just, and I recognize I sit in a very privileged state, and I invite all of you all to join me if you are able. Okay. Being outside of the country, I realize that I can unplug. I don't have to deal with any of that when I go outside at all. It is not present at all in any way, shape, or form, you know, and I realize that that is a luxury and that is a privilege. And also, that's why God told my ass to come here, because I knew, you know why I didn't go to protest in 2020?
Why?
Because I know that my ass would have been in jail. I know I would have, because I don't know when to shut the fuck up. I don't. Not in the face of injustice. I do not know when to shut the hell up. I would have been in jail. I would have been maced. I would have been in jail. I would have been beat. I would never go down to the front lines of a protest, because I do not trust myself that I'm not going to be like, what in the entire fuck is happening here? You got to be kidding me. Like the outrage, like the indignation, like you've got to be kidding me. I don't know how to control that. And because of that, I know that I cannot be in certain situations. And that is what I feel rising up inside of me, especially I know I've been yelling this stuff for 5 years now. Yeah. Right. So it's like, and now it's happening. I feel it like raising up. And I was like, I cannot do this. Like, I have to just say no.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, and dude. Well, is that all for your transparency moment? Is that all that's on your mind?
Mm-hmm. The end.
Yes, indeed. Well, I'm proud of you, friend. And I'm excited to see what this journey is of you sitting down on these spaces and not letting it consume you. And I know it's difficult because it's literally there to consume folks. So as you're like worrying about like sitting down and like how you're going to process that, I've been trying to work on this digital audit and what all that entails. Your girl got a Google Drive, over 6 accounts. 3 of them are paid subscriptions. Okay. I have an iCloud account, paid subscription, 2 terabytes. I have multiple Dropbox accounts. I have been in this season of just evaluating what do I need to keep and what do I need to release. Mm-hmm. I've always been a person that would like to hold on and to keep things, because I was always that type. You never know when you need it. Mm-hmm. And as an educator, I've experienced that when you throw stuff away, usually that's when you need it. You start looking for it. So it's just been a habit and a practice of just keeping everything to the point, Kimberlyn, I need a new filing cabinet. The filing cabinet is making all types of noise when I'm opening the drawers.
Wait a minute. You have a filing cabinet with papers?
I do.
With actual papers?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know how to answer that question other than that is what I have papers digitally and physically. Now, not all the papers. Now, let me be clear. Okay. Not everything that I have digitally, I have a paper copy for. That's very excessive. But I have documentation and paperwork.
And I also have cabinet organized. Y'all be thinking when this girl say, do y'all take her seriously when she say that she keep receipts and she got a receipt book and people
they don't. Some people do not take me seriously. Some people don't. They think I'm just be saying it.
I think they think you just be talking. Why do you have a file cabinet in 2024 with actual papers?
I have a filing cabinet. And so, I need a new one because it's making noise, like I said. Yeah. So going through and auditing paper files, digital files, you know, and I see the questions in the comments, like, how long am I keeping these papers? I don't know. Okay. I haven't gotten there yet. It's just mainly going through and assessing what I have. That's the first step, because it's a lot. It's a lot.
You doing an inventory.
That's what the digital audit has been, is me doing an inventory. Like, I have to know exactly what I'm dealing with before I even start this process. Wow. Like I said, Google Drive itself is 6 accounts plus. There's accounts that are saved to my password manager that I haven't signed into in God knows how long. So I don't even know what is in that email.
Bianca, how are you going to accomplish this without this consuming you?
Well, I don't really have an answer to that.
Why you don't have answers to nothing today?
There are certain questions that I don't have answers to. I do have answers. But to some of those particular questions, like, for example, how long am I keeping papers? I don't know. Or why do I have a filing cabinet? Well, I do. I don't know what else to say about that. But anything else, I'm able to answer you.
Well, I'm wondering how you gonna let this not consume you, because I remember how long it took me. Remember when I moved to Playa and I was like, I'm taking back my email account. And I'm about to go through these Google Drive, Google emails and take back my inbox. And it took me so long, but that is literally the only thing that I was doing. I wasn't working at all, like doing anything, but that was my job. Like 8 hours a day, I was doing this. So what I'm trying to understand is maybe where this digital auditing fits within the schedule of your life so that you are not hyper fixated on doing this.
You know, as far as creating a schedule, I will have to, you know, talk to members of my team to see if they can help with what that schedule could look like, but it needs to be done. And it needs to be done because, again, there are several paid accounts that I don't need. Uh-huh. And there are things that need to be released and let go and organized. And people have been reaching out because they also recognize that I'm in this digital space. And they also recognize that, you know, I'm in IT. This is what I do. So there are even people in my family that's like, hey, so like my Google storage is full and I don't know how to reduce that. And I'm like, you know, the same issue that you're dealing with is the same issue that I'm dealing with, but also on multiple accounts. So I do think that it's an opportunity as I'm doing this to help others, because it is a lot to be managing a cloud storage setup. It is a lot to be managing just even paper files and all of that. But the process of receipts and managing receipts is what I've been working on. So I have several domain names that I've purchased as it relates to receipts. And so it's just going to be there of documenting the process and showing people what I'm doing. I don't desire to be hyper consumed on it, but I've also kicked this can down the road a very long time now, and it needs to be addressed. So hopefully and prayerfully, the team will be able to help in that. But I just wanted to uplift that because I do know that there's others that are also looking at their cloud storage and their email and just all the different ways that people have access to communicate with them, and is trying to assess doing this digital audit and village audit and all these different type of audits as we are transitioning into a new year and a new season. Mm-hmm. Some things just can't go with you. Mm-hmm. And so as far as like, how long do I plan on keeping these papers? I don't foresee me keeping them forever, but I also know that while I do have them, I need to be a good steward and fully assess all the things that I have, release the things that I don't need. And then having an intentional plan of like digitizing if that's what needs to happen, or again, just shredding and releasing and letting go. So that's mm-hmm. just one of the projects that I've been working on is this digital audit.
I hear you.
Yeah. The other thing that I've been working on that I'm really, really happy about is like my weight loss journey. I went back to look at pictures mm-hmm. and baby, this glow though. Okay. This glow. All right. Now this is the opportunity where I'm gonna pop my shit because okay. over 320 some pounds.
Wow.
And when I step on the scale and I look at my body and I look at myself in the mirror, I feel really, really good about myself. And that's something that I've struggled with.
Yeah.
I have struggled with my appearance. I have struggled with thinking that I'm not beautiful. I'm thinking that I'm too big, thinking all of these negative thoughts because words hurt. And, mm-hmm. and things have been said to me over the years that, you know, has been hard to release and let go. So I'm on this path of completing 44 miles in the month of November. Okay.
Okay.
And so I'm over halfway there. I'm like at 35 miles.
Cause your behind definitely be out there, honey, getting it in. We supposed to have a meeting. Why are you on the trail and we got a meeting? What's happening right now?
You so petty. You be talking about. That's wild. That's wild. Dang, friend. Okay.
I mean, that's what happened, though.
I see.
I'm just trying to uplift that you've been getting it in.
I appreciate you affirming and attesting that I am on the walks and in the journey, and I've been sending receipts. And if you have an Apple Watch and you want to connect with me, you know, come on, like, I'll get to see your progress, you closing the rings, and you get to see mine. Like, that is a goal for me to continue to move my body and to give myself that joy and to experience nature. I go out to the trail and I pray and I journal and I people watch, and I really enjoy my time, whether it's going to the trail, playing basketball, walking around in the neighborhood. And recently I got on a bike and rode to the park to get on some swings. And my inner child, the little girl inside me, was just so happy and just feeling so good about it. So this is just my message to the folks that are watching live and the replay. Go move your body if you're able to, and have joy and do the things that will make you happy. Going outside and letting the sun kiss my skin is just, it's everything. And I know that I have to do that because I've dealt with having a vitamin D3 deficiency, mm-hmm. and that impacts you having depression.
Mm-hmm.
And so working with my healthcare team and making sure that I'm in alignment with my levels, just due to the fact, like I said earlier, like I'm dealing with heart failure. I have a pacemaker. So I have to, more than ever, be very intentional with what I eat and how I show up and how I move my body in order to have the longest quality of life as possible. Yeah. Just imagine having a tiny battery that is the thing that is keeping you alive. That's my reality. And the last thing that I want to share is,
before you go to the last thing, can I share something real quick? You said about food. Mm-hmm. I can't do cheese no more.
No?
I can't even do vegan cheese anymore. I got the ick so bad today.
As you coughing.
Right. As I'm talking about it, my body is like, get it out of here. I got the ick so bad today. I was like, okay, we're done.
Mm.
I don't want it no more. Like, I even feel nauseous just sitting here talking about it. Just today.
Wow.
That's all I wanted to share. Thanks.
Well, welcome. Con gusto. food is something that's very interesting out here. The price of food and the quality of food. I hope people are being very intentional about all of that that's happening around here, because that's a lot. I just came from Walmart today, and that was a very interesting experience.
What are things looking like? Quantify it for me, because you know I don't shop there.
Yeah. So the prices of common household goods, I want to say, from when you were last in the States, when we had the hurricane and you were with us, mm-hmm. I would say it's like 25% higher. I also will say that the quantity and the amount of things that are available mm-hmm. is starting to reduce. Mm.
Far as product assortment, or as far as items that are on the shelf, or what do you mean?
So the different products availability.
Okay.
And also the amount in quantity of uh-huh. the products. Like,
interesting.
It is not like, you know, the toilet paper, it's where they have it in the front. I don't know if it's in the back and they just got to restock, and maybe there's like an inventory issue with, you know, staff not filling things up, but like it looks very scarce. Mm. So like presentation wise, when you mm-hmm. go into the store, you just see like it seems very scarce. Okay.
Is that kind of how it was like during, it was during COVID, but it was kind of like post COVID where it wasn't really things on the shelf and stuff like that. Is it kind of like that?
Yes, but I okay. think it's a little bit amplified though. So the time where grocery stores were having like a hard time, like putting stuff on the shelf is uh-huh. what is happening now. But also there's like logistical supply chain issues
right.
on top of that, that is making the system like it.
Interesting.
It's a lot. I don't really think that I have the words to fully articulate and paint the picture. And for those that have an opportunity to go to the store, I would love for you to chime in and put in the comments what your experience has been going to your local grocery store and just that overall experience. But it's different. Mm. It's different. And, you know, I don't like going to the grocery store. I like to stay away from things like that. So witnessing and doing that, I just was like, ooh. Mm. Oh, so they don't have my juice no more. Mm. Oh, and they barely have any type of juice. Okay. Mm. All right. Let me go see if I can get some tea. No. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Wow. All right.
So they have this brand, but they don't have this brand. Okay. It's interesting. It's interesting. It's an interesting experience to see. And I can only imagine what is going to be with everything that's happening. Mm-hmm. So something to follow up on in 2025 when we come back. There was something else I was going to say, and then I got stuck on food.
Well, I was going to say, to the Walmart part, I just saw something again before this where they were saying that their prices are going to rise because of the tariffs. I don't know what the prices are now. You know, I done heard people be like, eggs are $17, you know, and I know that they're being dramatic, but I wonder what that looks like.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
What I will share though, I am really excited for what 2025 is going to be for a lot of us. Like, what does that look like? I'm very hopeful that it's going to align in the way that it needs to. The word for 2024 for me was alignment. And the biggest thing, and we talked about this on episode 2, So for those of you that missed episode 2, go back, because this is the conversation that we were having for the word of 2024. Finding alignment in things have been amazing for me. And so I'm wondering what that word is going to be for 2025 and how I'm going to show up. But when I did my reflection, I was very proud of myself for all of the things that I've been able to accomplish, and even all of the things that I've went through and members of my family went through, and still standing, still resilient, still smiling, still beautiful, still all of that. So as life is life and people are peopling, I'm just going to continue to hold on and have my faith in God that everything is going to work out the way that it's supposed to. And I just hope that everyone finds their alignment, their freedom and fulfillment, because ooh, child, it's a lot going on.
So I wanted to, since you brought up your word, I wanted to look at our vision boards that we have made.
Ooh.
And see if you remember. And what are your thoughts as you look at that?
So I had an opportunity to watch some of episode 2. So I did have an opportunity to see my vision board, and I will say, looking at this, I am happy that I am doing the thing. So Belize is on there, and that's a trip that is being planned in January. The brain and me being more intentional with brain research and making sure that I have the right medication to balance everything out that I have going on in my brain, and learning more about it, you know, the cell phone, and it goes down in the DMs, social media courses, having the opportunity to lead a task force for the 7th largest school district in the nation. Like, I'm putting some respect on that. I'm popping it. Not only being able to impact the 7th largest school district in the nation, the 3rd largest in the state of Florida, but have been able to do programming. You can find that on checkthecellphone.com, where I am receiving messages from parents and caregivers being like, thank you for this information. The video that I did on Monkey Kimberlin just last week, a person who I don't know shared the video and was like, parents, y'all need to check this out and follow this page. And that video I did in 2019.
Yeah.
So seeing the work and seeing how it's still being used and utilized and helpful and productive, I just see it. And then, of course, freedom and fulfillment. Like, that's my emoji. That's my emoji. Like, I get really excited about that. Blessed. And when I see this, I'm like, I'm in alignment. I'm in alignment with what I said. And even listening to some of the things that I said in episode 2 of the things that I desire to do in 2024, although there have been some shakeups and some things that I wasn't expecting and some curveballs along the way, I'm still standing strong on what I said I was going to do. So I got to put some respect on my name, and I'm going to just celebrate me in this moment, because I go back to the things that I've been through, and the like, I'm getting emotional thinking about. I cried in Walmart today.
Why did you cry in Walmart?
I cried in Walmart today because I got some new dinosaur stompers.
I didn't know that's what you were going to say. That's why you cried. You didn't tell me you cried.
I cried. And it feels really, really good to have a village and people that care and love you and want you to be your best self. And that love, man, seeing those stompers there, man, and then seeing the versions that I had already had, and then seeing a version that I never had before, so colorful. I can't wait to post it on the internet. I can't wait to show them off.
I mean, they're super cute. I was like, those cute.
it's the little things that just can make your world. And I have been feeling the feelings, Kimberlyn. I have been embracing my emotions. Okay. I have been just on this journey, man. Alignment. Alignment. And it feels really good to be here. Like, I feel good. I look good. I am very happy. And I'm glad that I don't have to cap on the internet to say that.
That's truth. Yeah, that's dope. That's dope. I'm proud of you. I know that one of the things I feel like I'm always trying to remind you to do is give yourself grace, because you be real hard on yourself a lot. And I'm glad that you are taking time to appreciate everything that you have done and honoring all that it took for you to get it done. You know, I continue to remind both of us that we've been fighting for our life in real life. You know, so it is an opportunity to celebrate. So I'm proud of you.
Thank you, friend. Thank you. I'm proud of you too. I'm definitely proud of us. And I am just very grateful to just even have the opportunity to share the things that are on my mind, on my heart, because there was an opportunity or there was not an opportunity. There was a feeling that I had that it didn't matter and I wasn't going to do it. And, but for you being like, Bianca, come on, let's do this. Like the day after my birthday, I am making the logo for this project. And here we are now preparing to have merch, preparing to have all these different book reviews and these resources for healing. It's so much that we have been working on just to help others navigate life, because we've been navigating different roller coasters and just trying to show up our best self. So I'm proud of you too, friend, because it truly takes a village, and I'm glad that you are a part of mine.
Amen. Amen. Same. So when you look back at this vision board, what word do you feel bubbles up strongest?
Fulfillment.
Mm. Yeah. That's cool. How does that feel in your body?
It feels peaceful. Mm-hmm. It feels like, even if I were to just take an opportunity and think of just all of the tragic things that have happened this year in particular, I still have my fulfillment in it. I thank God for it. I thank God for what I've been through to be where I am now. Right before the podcast, I had an opportunity to just tell my dad how thankful I am for him, and how when I was going through the pictures, like I was telling you in April, that's when my father had such a life-changing surgery, which I come to find out that was his like first major, you know, procedure ever.
Wow.
And so watching that journey and then having grief where I lost my aunt. And then even in all of that fulfillment, Kimberlyn, and it feels good. I feel at peace. And I know that, like, this is an opportunity that I'm going to go back and watch this. As I've watched the previous episodes of this and have seen the transformation, even as we've been doing this podcast, Kimberlyn, like episode one, I was in Ohio.
I was
you
in
already
Mexico.
Know how that story go.
I was in Mexico. You know how that was going. Yeah.
And look at us now. So it definitely has empowered me to do more video recording of video journals, of documenting this journey and this story, because it's a powerful story to tell. I'm going to use my voice to honor God and continue to find alignment in God's purpose and God's will for me. But after witnessing what my father has gone through as it relates to his voice,
yeah,
I will tell you what, there ain't gonna be no one that shuts me up attempts to. So when you were talking about earlier being on the front line and not knowing when to shut up, well, I'm gonna tell you right now, I'm gonna continue to snitch.
Very
MSGA, baby. We are talking the things and providing receipts and not having fear when doing so. There's been a lot of fear that I've been holding on to that has prevented me from standing on my 2 feet that God has given me to do the things that God has assigned me to. Alignment, baby.
I hear you.
Fulfillment, baby.
Yeah.
And my spirit is at peace. Even in the midst of the storm.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. You deserve that. So yeah, that's exciting to hear.
Thanks, Brent.
That's exciting. So my word for 2024 was manifest. Mm-hmm. And I actually didn't go back and look at my vision board. So let me look at it now. I had honored a lot of the things that I had sunset on. I see like beautiful brown girls on here, and even our travels to Cartagena and some of the time that I was in Mexico. The year leading up to 2024 and 2023 was a lot. So I remember wanting to honor that. And then for this year, I said I wanted to have appearances and articles and brand deals and hosting and TED Talks and books and the things. And what I can definitely say that I really committed myself to this year, and I'm really, really, really proud of how I have documented this journey. It's interesting because at times I was like, oh, I think it's supposed to be a book. And then at other times I was like, I actually think this is supposed to be a movie. And then I was like, I think it's supposed to be a documentary. I think it's supposed to be a series. I honestly don't know what it's supposed to be. I think it's supposed to be all of that. There are a lot of angel numbers that are present on here, and I can definitely say that God has been talking and just sending me so many messages and reminding me that even if I don't speak things out loud, that he's listening and he's working on it, like in the background. So even this week, I connected with someone that I really admire their content. And this is another neurodivergent creator, and I'm just really inspired by them in the way that they show up, in the way that they advocate for themselves, and the way that they have
just embrace transparency. And they reached out to me the other day and was like, hey, I want to collaborate with you on something. And I was taking a walk and you were the first person that dropped into my spirit. And I was like, me?
Yes, indeed.
You. Well, wow. And I know that I have valuable things to say. Like, I know that. But it also feels amazing when someone else recognizes that, you know, because I just be minding my black ass business. You know, that's all I'm doing. Just that's it every day, you know. But to see the potential to be able to collaborate with someone who is doing work that so aligns with the work that I want to do, I was just like, and it's November. You know, the year isn't yet over and God is still not done doing the things, you know. The Professional Frolicker brand has taken shape this year, and even with the different series on TikTok and on Instagram, and it's the thing, you know, those experiences and creating experiences for people. It's something that I was just like you said earlier, when you went swinging, I was like, I just want to go to the park and blow bubbles. That's it. I just want to frolic and just enjoy, you know, life and not feel so weighed down. And I'm just so incredibly proud of myself that I've been able to do that. And more than anything, I'm proud of my brain because I really did not know what this journey was going to look like in the way that I have fought with everything in me to get back to a place to be able to work and to be able to create and to be able to coach and guide and not feel like I can't function. Like, I'm just so proud of my brain and yes, all the indeed. Work that I've done over the past few years and just recovering and healing and also getting faster at recognizing when I need to take a break and not beating myself up for that and really honoring, okay, you know, I put my Tuesday phone fast back in place and my Tuesday silent time because, again, I felt like my brain was starting to get big. So it's like I have to remember, yeah, I can take a break. And I've been able to do that this year. So I'm proud of that. Yes, and just really proud of, honey, I don't know how things get done and taken care of sometimes, but God is making ways. And it ain't nobody but God. And grateful doesn't feel big enough. I don't even know what word would feel big enough. But I'm consumed with gratitude and just consumed with a reminder that God is always there. And always working, even when it doesn't seem like it. I steady be like, why you got to wait so long, though? Like, why you can't? Can we, like, be ahead on our things? Like, why we got to wait down to the ninth hour all the time, you know? So that's we're in current negotiations about that.
Yes, but negotiations.
Because, Jesus, can't you just push a button? Can you push the button early?
Please.
Like, why we got to wait? But no, I'm proud of like the level of faith that I've been able to tap into and even being able to use the strategies that I have developed of how to ground myself and how to advocate for myself and use my voice. You know, I've definitely excused some people from my life this year. And been all right with that. You know, I don't want to bring people into this next year that do not genuinely want to be in my life. Mm-hmm. And there is definitely a grief that comes with that. But there's also a freedom that comes with that in knowing that the people who are there are the people who actually want to be there. And they are the people that actually see me. And it's always weird to me because it's like, which these people know me in real life. Yes. But also not really, you know, so I'm just really for 2025 wanting to honor me and honor what my spirit needs and focus on the community that is surrounding me and yes, the community that I feel connected and called to. So I feel like this year has set me up for that, you know, in the roller coaster and the highs and lows, it still allowed me to appreciate it all, you know? And I'm not going to even sit here and be like, it was easy. Cause it wasn't. Cause let me tell you, baby, I done cried so many tears on Beyonce's internet, but I'm still here. Like you said, you know, I'm still here and I feel stronger than I have in a really long time. Someone had reached out to me the other day and they were like, it's so good to see you talking with such confidence and authority again. And I was like, yeah, it's been a minute. Like, it's been a minute, you know? So, I'm looking forward to what this next year is going to look like. I'm looking forward to what this rest time is going to look like next month, you know, and the planning for how to automate our lives so that we are able to focus on the joy, the fulfillment, the peace of it all without being dragged into the nightmare of what might be happening in the country that we grew up in the country that we were born in the country that we're tied to. So, yeah, I'm proud of myself.
Yes, indeed. I'm proud of you, friend.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Gracias. So yeah, I think the last thing that I want to say is I decided that I'm probably going to spend more time podcasting and only audio. It's something about being on camera that still makes me feel like I have to appear a certain way. Mm. And I feel like there are some things that I need to say without having to worry about that. So I'm looking forward to like officially launching season 2 of Minding My Black Ass Business. And if you all have never listened to season 1, it is on YouTube. And season 1 chronicles what happened up and through my mental health crisis. And now that I'm on the other side of it, I feel like I've learned so much and it's been such a journey. So I feel like I want to illuminate that and talk about, you know, what that looks like and sounds like, and even honoring every piece of this neurodivergence. Like I don't know how people did not know that I have neurodivergence. I do not know how people did not know.
Yes, indeed.
Because it is so prominent in my current life. Like things will happen. I'm like, oh yeah, that's that autism right there, baby. My God, today. Like it is serious, you know, but in learning who I am and in reality and understanding the pieces of me that I wasn't necessarily able to honor mm-hmm. before, I think I need to give voice to that. So that is something that I'm working on for next year that I'm excited about. And I mentioned, but I'll mention again, that I am going to be taking in a new cohort for Discover Your Destiny next year. So there will be a Black Friday sale coming up, and it's usually $800, but the Black Friday sale will only be $500. Okay. So if this is something that you've been wanting to do and you was like, ooh, I don't quite have that much, then this will be a perfect time for you to get in. on this deal because I honestly don't know how many more times I'm about to do this. I'm about to deputize some people and let it run so that I can focus on some more frolicking. So this is the perfect time to get in. And we have quite a crew that is going to be a part of this next cohort that I'm really, really excited about. So want to uplift that. And if you are looking to be a life coach, Discover Your Destiny is the first step. Okay. So if you're like, I want to be a certified life coach, intuitive melanated life coach, Discover Your Destiny is the first step in that. So you would have to go through Discover Your Destiny to be certified. So yeah. So putting that out there. So those are those projects. And I want to spend December planning all of that out so that it can run seamlessly when next year gets here.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Well, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, where do people can find you?
Well, you can go to my website, KimberlynJackson.com. You can find me at Minding My Black Ass Business on all platforms, MindingMyBlackAssBusiness.com. That is where the merch will be held. Okay. And also, you can find me at FindingPeaceAbroad.com. If they got to this point, go check it out. It's in development, but we have been working to help people find some peace. So that is where we'll be. I will be putting out information on the socials, not necessarily taking it in. So please don't assume if you see me post something that I'm actually on there. Okay. But definitely do connect and make sure that you are connected on YouTube. Again, Minding My Black Ass Business, that's where you can get a lot of the background of things that have happened, and also the vlogs are on my Patreon. So patreon.com/Kimberlyn, no, Minding My Black Ass Business is where you can get the inside info and all of the such and so.
Yes, indeed.
Where can the people find you, ma'am?
Well, currently the people can find me debugging this webcam that just shifted in quality midstream. That's something that is very intriguing and perplexing at this present moment. But outside of the tech support issues and whatnot, you can find me at www.biancagoolsby.com. I am very excited to announce that there are some major updates and shiftings that's going to be happening in that space. And I am very grateful that I have such an amazing team to help me get organized and prioritize the things that I want to focus on. I've been serving in a lot of different capacities, serving others. And now it's time to really start popping my shit and really letting people know the things that I've been a part of that some people don't even know. Amen. Because I've never done it just to say that I do it just because I care and I'm invested into the mission. But there are several organizations, several politicians, several just things that I am a part of that my name is associated with. And it's time to really kind of step into that because this leadership is something that I am showing up in and speaking with authority is something that I am doing. And I will refuse to allow anybody to silence what God has for me to tell others and me showing up as my best self. So buckle up.
It's gonna be a ride.
Yes, indeed.
So we won't be back in 2 weeks. We'll be back in January. We'll be back in January. We don't have a date yet, so we'll be tapping into what's happening in the world. And this will still be a safe space for you to find community. This will still be a space for you to have those transparent conversations and be able to just be. So again, please make sure that you go to WeHealThatShit.com, that you get onto the mailing list, and that you connect with us at Heal That Shit. So that we are able to continue to support and uplift each other as we are on this journey to heal.
Amen. Amen. Well, I hope that y'all have a good night. Have an amazing holiday season if y'all are celebrating. And we will see y'all in 2025.
Bye.